Matt Tessin with us. You had some success on the floor of the Republican convention. What happened in there?
Well, in the first resolution that we had, it was a resolution regarding education and our views as a Republican Party, and I saw an opportunity to put in there an amendment that would support a multi-vendor system for the SSIS on the grounds that, one, it's going to save taxpayers money, and two, it espouses free market principles. The amendment passed, and the resolution passed unanimously.
You had some reservations about whether or not a resolution would make it on the floor, but then apparently something happened with the floor action today. What happened to actually get this in?
Basically what we had, there was a couple different avenues we could have gone. We could have presented a resolution, a separate resolution on the floor, and it would have required 2 seconds from two different congressional districts from our own. I found a better avenue, and that was to amend a current resolution, the education resolution, which only required 1 second from a different congressional delegation, which I'm glad we took the second route, because if we had gone through a separate resolution, it wouldn't have gone anywhere because we ended up suspending the rules, and all the floor resolutions were ultimately shot down.
I'm curious, which other congressional district gave you the second?
It was the seventh. I believe Russ County stepped in and offered the second. We originally went to Wood, but because Wood split between the seventh and the third, by our rules, they weren't allowed to second my amendment. So thankfully, Russ County, they stepped up to the plate and helped us out, and we were able to get that amendment in the resolution.
So as you look at the actions on the floor of the Republican convention, how do you think that message will go to the Senate and the Assembly to maybe move AB 60, SB 54, or perhaps generate new legislation?
I hope it gets the ball rolling, because especially in Portage County, this is a huge issue to us. We're talking over 400 jobs and an economic impact of over $270 million. I mean, to simply sit on our laurels and not act on this, I think it's disingenuous, not only to the people within our own party, but to the hardworking men and women of companies like Skyward. We owe it to them to reverse this course and put in place a multi-vendor system that is going to offer competition and lower cost.
This is one of those rare issues where you're finding Democrats and Republicans agreeing on something, isn't it?
It is. This issue transcends party affiliation. And talking with legislators such as Representative Krug, Representative Spiros, who've been kind of spearheading this with some Democratic members of the Assembly and the Senate, they understand that this is a time where we can set aside our differences, because we're all working for the same goal, and that's to save jobs right here in the state.
As you look at the process now, Skyward's appeal denied by DPI, but now it's in the hands of the Department of Administration directly under the Republican governor. The secretary still in favor of a single vendor system. Do you think this vote today will lean on him to change his mind?
I hope so. I think it's also going to require members of our party calling their representatives and trying to get the ball rolling, not only in the appeals process, but also other avenues such as Representative Krug's budget amendment to defund the implementation of Infinite Campus and take us to square one and start the process over again.